This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. The United States and South Korea launched 8 ballistic missiles into the sea off South Korea's eastern coast early Monday. The missile launches happened a day after North Korea fired a barrage of 8 short-range missiles from at least 4 different locations, including near the capital, Pyongyang. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, who took office just last month, has vowed to take a tougher line against Pyongyang. Russian President Vladimir Putin says his country will attack new targets in Ukraine if the country receives any new deliveries of longer-range rocket systems from Western nations. The threat was delivered Sunday as Russian missiles struck Ukraine's capital, Kiev, for the first time in more than a month. VOA's Anna Chernikova reports.
At around 6 a.m. local time, Kyiv citizens woke up of 5 explosions, and they were heard quite well around the city. Vitaly Klitschko, the mayor of Kyiv, confirmed that 5 airstrikes happened at the left bank of Kyiv. He reported that there were rocket attacks on the infrastructure in the Donetsk and Dnipropetrovsk districts of the city. Ukrainian railway officials confirmed that Russian troops attacked the carriage repair plant, which is located in that area. Apparently, this was the main target. At the same time, Russian Defense Ministry announced that they made these launches, and they said that their target was, I would quote, a T-72 tank delivered by Eastern European countries and other armored vehicles stored in the buildings of the carriage repair plant, end of quote. So they are claiming that this was basically the place where Ukrainian officials were collecting the equipment that a European partner was giving.
This is VOA News. Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said in his nightly video address Sunday that he visited 2 towns earlier in the country's Donbas region, the focus of Russia's current advances in eastern Ukraine. President Zelensky also visited frontline troops in the southeastern region of Zaporizhia on Sunday. A statement from Zelensky's office says the president thanked the troops for your great work, for your service, and for protecting all of us. The results of Kazakhstan's constitutional referendum are expected to be announced Monday. Voters cast their ballots Sunday on a set of constitutional reforms that will likely give President Kasym-Jomart Tokayev the political capital he needs to run for a second term in the oil-rich Central Asian Republic, this time without the backing of his former patron and predecessor, Nursultan Nazarbayev. President Tokayev has been in power since 2019, after Nazarbayev abruptly resigned after 3 decades in power. Tokayev successfully put down an attempted coup in January and removed Nazarbayev and his relatives from key positions in the government. The reforms will strip Nazarbayev of his national leader status, which granted him lifetime privileges. Rafael Nadal says he will play in next month's Wimbledon tournament, but only if his body is ready. The world's number one men's tennis player made the remark Sunday after winning his 14th French Open title over Casper Ruud of Norway. The 36-year-old Spaniard told reporters he needed pain-killing injections in his left foot before every match. But he said competing and winning the tournament was worth the ordeal.
Roland Garros is Roland Garros. Everybody knows how much means to me this tournament, so I wanted to keep trying and to give myself a chance here. And that was the only way to give myself a chance here.
The win was Nadal's 22nd career Grand Slam victory, 2 more than his nearest rivals, Novak Djokovic and Roger Federer. Nadal says he will need surgery if treatments he is scheduled to receive this week in Spain are unsuccessful. Repeating our top story, the United States and South Korea launched 8 ballistic missiles into the sea early Monday off South Korea's eastern coast. The missile launches happened a day after North Korea fired a barrage of 8 short-range missiles from at least 4 different locations, including near the capital, Pyongyang. South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, who took office just last month, has vowed to take a tougher line against Pyongyang. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.